Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yeah, it's Ask Me Anything. Well, not me. Gavin O'Hagan, who is the Airside Service Delivery Manager at Dublin Airport, is with me here in studio today to answer all of our listener questions. Gavin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not bad at all, actually. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. There's loads of voice notes coming in for you, Gavin, since I mentioned you'd be here a little bit earlier today. But you might just explain to listeners, what does the Airside Delivery Manager do at Dublin Airport?
Essentially, what we do is we manage two departments which overlook the operation in Dublin Airport. We have one group called Airside Operations and Safety Officers, or AOSO, if you will. And they will ensure that the entire operation throughout the day is run safely. That's proactively, reactively. Those guys are some of the coolest cucumbers I've ever had in my life under pressure.
Yeah.
The level of knowledge and skill that they have down there is second to none when it comes to Dublin Airport. And the other team is the Airside Facilities and FOD team, and their job is essentially ensuring that there's no foreign objects that get out onto areas that may be injected by aircraft engines. Yeah, so they're two extremely hardworking, knowledgeable, and very well trained teams.
When you think about it, like, there's an awful lot going on in Dublin Airport. Whether it's, you know, when you're in the airport and checked in, and you're, how does your bag make it from the check-in point to the plane, and then getting it off that, and then the food that we consume while in the airport, and then I was telling you off air, last year we were delayed at Dublin Airport for an hour because there was a dog on the runway. So the dog, someone has to catch the dog.
Yeah, that's the airport police in that sense would have their own specialised canine department. They'd be specially trained in how to handle canines. So in a case where something like that would happen, the airport police would be on top of it. Airside operations would assist as best
looking
they
for
could.
The dog.
It would. It's get a big long leash and a net, and we go out and get them.
That's what happens, right?
Yeah.
So listener questions 0874 1400 106. If you want to know anything about the operations of running Dublin Airport, Ailish has this question for you, Gavin.
Would you consider your job stressful?
Oh, you need the headphones. Apologies. So she's wondering, would you consider your job stressful, Gavin?
Yeah. There are moments where my job can be extremely stressful. As I said, I'm very lucky to manage teams that are extremely cool, collected, and know exactly what they're doing. So I do know when there is a stressful or potentially stressful point that's about to come up that these guys are going to deal with it.
What would that usually be like? Where might the stress come from?
Well, I can give you some examples. Like, we would have what's known as a local standby or a full emergency. These would be incidents where aircrafts have identified tech problems while in flight.
Okay.
And they may need to divert, or they may need to land on schedule or jump the queue, but they may be a scheduled flight. In a situation like that, the aircraft would be fully loaded with fuel. So the aircraft is known as landing heavy, which may be too heavy for the aircraft to land, which may cause the hydraulics in the wheels or hot brakes, which is known as, so the hydraulics in the legs in the wheels may burst due to the weight of the aircraft. There's also, if the aircraft is landing heavy, it takes a lot longer distance to stop on a runway. So if there's a lot of fuel, the pilot will have to really engage the brakes, which will cause hot brakes, which means the fire service need to respond to these along with airside operations. And sometimes the stakeholders will need to get involved, have a tow bar, a tug available for the aircraft to be put in.
All managing all of the logistics around potentially something like that.
It's basically ensuring that everything, that all the bits and pieces that need to be in place, if the worst happens, we're there to deal with it. No, we're very fortunate the worst hasn't happened.
Yeah, good stuff. Touch wood. We've another question in from Rachel.
Hi, Gavin. What happens if a fire breaks out on a runway?
If the fire breaks out, then that's complete control of our airport fire service. The guys have some.
There is one in-house, is there?
They probably have some of the best equipment in the world. I've been lucky enough to get over and be in the equipment, and the level of training, very specialised training that they have over there. I'd say the equipment is even above and beyond that at the Dublin Fire Brigade. It's extremely top notch. So they would take control of a situation like that. Now, Dublin Airport is fortunate that we have multiple runways. So if one of the runways does become unavailable, we'll just move on to another runway, and we'll manage the situation as locally as we can to bring it as safe and as close to the area as we can without disrupting the operation as best we can.
So are the airport fire brigade just there all day, every day? Like, I know it's a good thing that they're not needed, but so they're just, I don't mean hanging around, but is that, you know, they're on standby, I suppose.
Well, they are for a fire, but they're also, they also respond to all medical emergencies, which happen inside of the building, outside of the building. If there's car accidents, there's a lot of vehicular traffic airside and landside. Mm. So be it the taxis and cars that come to the airport and buses on the landside or out in the airfield, we'll have our tugs and our vehicles and our buggies and everything else
they're
that we drive
there
out
there.
So there are at times numerous RTCs, the lads will respond to them. I've heard that it's the safest place in Europe to have a heart attack. The guy's response time is so quick.
Oh, really?
The recovery. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll not find
they're there, and they also look after our wildlife mitigation, our bird scaring.
Okay. Another question from Stephen.
Hi, Gavin. If there's ever a glitch in the air traffic control tower, how do you manage this?
So air traffic control in the last couple of years have moved into a brand new tower. I think it's the second tallest tower in Europe by like a meter or something like this. But they have moved into this. But that means that the original tower is still in place. If anything happens in the new tower, they can move down into the secondary tower and can take operations from there. Mm. So they have a backup that they can move into the old tower and still operational.
So there has to be a backup for everything, does there?
Yeah.
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 Okay. So you're in charge of managing the backups, basically.
I don't manage that. That's with AirNav Ireland.
Right.
ATC aren't part of the DAA group, so they're owned by AirNav. We work extremely closely with them. We have a very good working relationship through ourselves, our airport duty manager. But we would be in constant contact with the guys for a lot of the operation.
Okay. Listeners wondering, now I knew this would happen today. People with missing luggage and bags. You don't look after the missing bags, do you?
No. I passed the pattern here.
Right, yeah, doesn't fall under your remit.
No, DAA don't look after the baggage. It would be the ground handler, the stakeholder who's looking after the flight would be in charge of
now,
baggage.
Now, listener says, who's responsible for the general cleanliness at Dublin Airport? Because they travel quite a bit and they rank it, particularly Terminal 1, as the most dirtiest in Europe. Now, it mightn't be Gavin's fault, says this listener, but I have written several times and I just get the usual kind of bog standard answer. So who would you complain to about tidiness?
Look, if there's any problems, if you just go to the DAA community or the communications team, and if you can highlight the problems, the guys will do their best to get to it and to fix it ASAP.
That's Graham McQueen, isn't it? We have to get on to him.
I'm not dropping names here. it's genuinely a very busy operation. Dublin Airport is it's our busiest operation. I think this summer's the busiest we've ever had. Numbers coming through the airport are massive. You're obviously going to get to a point where you could clean something in 10 minutes later. It's going to be
dirty again. So that's the DAA press officer communications is who they need to get onto, is it?
Absolutely.
Really? Yeah, all right. Another question in from Mark.
Hi, Gavin. How do you move airplanes off the runway that have broken down?
So, yeah, that would be a coordinated response. If it has broken down on takeoff or landing, we'd obviously have to bring an engineer out to the aircraft from the ground handler that runs that aircraft or manages the aircraft. So what we would do is our airside operations team would communicate with a tug driver, and they would be able to bring the tug out. And if the aircraft is able to be lifted, we would then attach the tug and bring them off the aircraft that way, bring them off the runway that way. Look, it could be a bigger operation that the aircraft may be not able to be moved straight away, which means you'd have to look to a more, it'd be a kind of a more difficult situation, but we would bust the passengers off the plane, we bring them back, and we would make sure that the passengers are looked after primary. But if it is a case of just the aircraft not being able to taxi under its own power, we just attach a tug onto it, we'd be able to connect it up.
Sort it out that way.
Voice
note from Carly.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to work in the airport?
Go for it. It's a great place to work. I've built a very good career where I am at the moment. To get into the airport, look, there's so many different avenues and so many different points of interest that you could get in and do something that you really enjoy. I started in the ASU, the airport search unit. But again, like there's customer services, there's the sustainability side of things, who I work closely with, they're a great team there as well. There's the media side of things, there's the communication side. There's so many different ways. If you have an interest,
there's a lot goes on in the airport.
It's a huge organization, and I'd just say, what would I say for someone who wants to go in? I'd say just like for me, how I started in the airport, I was doing a job that I just didn't enjoy. It was 9 to 5. I was behind the desk and it wasn't for me. And I took the leap of faith and I, I handed in my notice and I got into this search unit. Mm-hmm. I was extremely lucky that 1 year later I the opportunity to go for the airside operations team came up, and I was fortunate enough to get that job. And the then 4 years later, here I am.
This voice note from Sophie.
Hi Gavin, has a plane ever taken off or landed earlier than they were supposed to?
Yeah, several times an aircraft will land sooner than it can. If it's coming in from America during certain times of the year, it'll catch the tailwinds, it'll come in quicker. A lot of the time, if it does come in very early, you know, we have to have a stand available for it to come onto. And if we don't, the aircraft will just have to hold in one of our holding areas and until the stand becomes available. It'd be more difficult for an aircraft to land before it's meant to. You can catch me here in numbers. I'm not entirely sure of the distances, but as far as I'm aware, 11 kilometres out, aircraft have to start developing into a straight line. And then based on the weather conditions, there's a set distance between each aircraft. Mm-hmm. So unless it's... So unless it's... an emergency or it's coming in early, sorry.
Typically you wouldn't.
And taking off, right. It won't either, but taking off because you have slot times, it wouldn't be able to.
This one from Ruth.
What type of training do you need to do the work that you do?
I went through a lot of training. I think it was 16 weeks straight of training just to go into my job at a basic level.
And that's from the operational side of it, is it?
From the operational side of things. So when I went into operations, there's so much you need to learn how to do. Like, it's such a heavily regulated
job. You want to like managing things, I'd say.
Yeah, you need to have a cool head on your shoulders at times. You need to be kind of able to deal with ad hoc situations, because anything can happen. No 2 days are the same. You could be dealing with it going from one of the quietest days you've ever operated into one of the busiest within 5 minutes. So,
And very little warning probably in advance.
A lot of training.
And just a final question from Jenny.
Hi Gavin, has it ever occurred where two airplanes have tried to land on the runway at the same time? What do you have to do in this instance?
That kind of goes back to my other question. It wouldn't happen.
Doesn't happen, right.
It can't realistically, because you're put into a landing pattern. So from 11 kilometres out, they develop a straight line and then they have segregated distances between them based on the weather. So for two aircraft to land at the same time, it just doesn't. Air traffic control have to manage that. Yeah, the best in the business. They wouldn't allow it to happen.
Yeah, well, look, hopefully it's all been well managed when you're in here with us today. Somebody else has taken the calls in the event something were to happen. Listen, Gavin, lovely to meet you. Thanks a million for coming in to answer all of our listener questions this afternoon. Gavin O'Hagan is the Airside Service Delivery Manager with Dublin Airport. If you want to get in touch with us about anything we've been chatting about on the show today, email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.